What was the mindset on the ice for practice this week?
Gotta get to work. We got a big series here, last one before Christmas. Can close it out feeling okay about our first half, or you can kind of be a little bit down going into break. So we just got to play well and get ready to or put ourselves in a good position and have a good second half.
Is it tough to shake that Saturday night game out of your memory?
We played Saturday? No, yeah. Obviously, you come to the ring Monday and you're pissed off and ready to battle. So it's been high energy, really competitive practices. So I think we took as much as we could positively from it, but we also had some pretty informal video sessions that guys really had to see what we looked like out there on that night. So it's been good, and we just gotta not let it happen ever again.
Did they work you hard on the ice?
Yeah. I mean, we work pretty hard every day, and as far as our practices are, really competitive, and we skate a lot, and they're tough. So definitely a little notch up this week, but it's been good tempo.
I know you're giving a great effort every game, but how do you relay that and get the rest of the guys all going the same way as a captain of the team?
Yeah, that's obviously a little bit of a challenge, but you just kind of got to get the message across. You hope that you inspire guys, I guess, by your effort both on the ice and through your talking to them and just showing how much it matters to this program and what we do on the ice. So it'll continue to be an important thing for us older guys to do is, and hopefully everyone gets on board, and I think we can do something good here.
You guys were really good at face-offs at the beginning of the year. The last few weekends, it's been the other team's gotten you in the dot. Has that been an area of practice this week, trying to get back, be better at face-offs?
Obviously only three or four guys do it. The wings can help on last draws and tie-ups, but so us centermen take draws after practice. But some of it, there's not really an excuse for last weekend, but against like Mankato, their new refs, the WCHA refs, when we were down there, we just got rinsed. And then when we went out east, it seems that there's different, the different refs have different rules as far as guys grounding their stick before draws and stuff like that, which is a little bit of an excuse, but we for sure need to be better. They're really important. And if you start with the puck every faceoff, your team's going to have a lot better success to get chances.
Thoughts about goaltending?
Eric's our guy. I'm looking forward to how he plays this Friday and how he plays the rest of the season. He's a confident kid, and we have complete trust in him.
Find it even. I mean, it's, I don't know what the right word is. Amazing. You pick a word. The difference between him from last year to this year, and how big of a surprise is it to see that he's not up to what he was doing last year?
I think it can happen. Last year before Christmas I was terrible, and then I think it's one thing I can for sure relate to him, and then I found my game in the second half last year. So it just happens. You go you lose a little confidence here, a little confidence there, and then you're not at your best. But he's gonna be good. We trust him. Everyone goes through rough patches, and I'm pretty confident we got the best goalie in the conference, so we look forward to him bouncing back as our whole team needs to.
What's about Michigan State?
They've been playing really well as late. They went into North Dakota and got a win and a split in Ralph a couple weeks ago. So they're a good team. I think they had a slow start. I think they're a little bit of a younger team, if I remember right. But they're going to play hard. It's hard to win two games in that barn. I think we split the last three times that, or since I've been here. We split there every time. So it's going to be a challenge to get two wins out there, but we got to go there with that one goal.
I'm gonna jinx things. Do you miss not having had a shootout in a year and a half?
I don't know. I don't know what. Can't remember what they're like even. I think I've only went once or twice in college and got stoned both times, so it's probably not a big changer for me personally. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to see once we get to one. Hopefully, we don't need to get to one this weekend and can save those for a second half or something.
Got it. I don't miss them.
Yeah, I hate shootouts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.